In the meantime, on the KSRO live line is Katie Greaves. She is the Sonoma County Human Services Employment and Training Division Director and the Workforce Development Board Director. Good morning, Katie.
Well, good morning. Thank you for having me on the show.
Indeed. Thanks for bearing with us. Appreciate that. And we've talked a lot about the need for construction workers as we begin the rebuilding process in Sonoma County, about even there have been some programs that will train interested high school students in this area to become construction workers, which we sorely need. This is completely different than that, and there's money involved, right?
There is quite a bit of money involved. We are so grateful and excited to have received a grant from the Employment Development Department for $3.2 million.
Well, that's a significant amount of money for sure. And how is that money going to be used?
Well, I'll tell you. So our primary goal with this grant, which we are really excited about, our primary goal is to keep workers and jobs here in Sonoma County. So that's our overarching goal. And even though many people lost their homes and businesses due to the devastating fires, we really believe this is still their community and they deserve to be able to remain and reroute here. So with this grant, we have two things that we're going to do. We just boil it down to two things. One is we want to get as many people who are currently unemployed into jobs.
Right.
For people whose employment was disrupted by the fires, we'll help you get back into any job of your choosing. For people who are unemployed because of even layoff or termination not related to the fire,
yeah,
or you had a close-up shop, we want to help you get back into a job.
Okay.
The second thing that we're going to be doing with this grant, and you touched on this in your opening, is that we are going to be trying to get as many people who are interested and have the aptitude to be able to go into construction jobs. So prior to the fires, we already had a shortage of workers in the building and trade.
Yes,
and
we did.
And so the fires moved the need from serious to dire. And in fact, the lack of housing is causing a ripple effect for many employers. They're having a hard time finding workers even outside of the building and trades industry. So we're really trying to identify that this is a core problem with ripple effects that is affecting other industries. And so we want to use this funding to try and kind of solve this core problem. Now, what we have to offer with this funding is I would say a deluxe package for individuals, to help get them into jobs. So we can pay for training. We have funding for wraparound services, supportive services like childcare, transportation.
Wow.
If someone, yeah.
That sounds very thorough, Katie.
Yeah. And so there's a list of things that we can use this funding to, you know, again, the goal is try and get people into jobs. We also, for employers, if we can help them make a match and they hire someone, like a contractor who wants to hire someone to, help do rebuild a home, we can help pay some of the wages for that new hire while the employer is training the construction worker. So it's called on-the-job training, but we pay a portion of wages for up to 6 months.
Wow, that sounds great. Well, you know, one of the initial questions, Katie, is going to be how do people apply for this kind of a program?
Yes, absolutely. So we have a one-stop career center here in Sonoma County. It's called JobLink, and it's very easy. Pick up the phone and call 565-5550. And whoever answers the phone, if you say I'm interested in coming in and getting some services and getting employed, we'll help you from there.
565-5550.
Correct.
Okay, good. Just want to make sure I had the phone number correct. Very good. This is a wonderful opportunity and a great place to spend money. And there are lots of places to spend money, but this is a good one.
Yeah, and we're really trying to keep it focused and simple because we have 18 months on this grant. So the time is now, for anyone out there who's listening, the time is now to call that number, talk to someone who can help get you in for an appointment so that we can get you enrolled, because we will not have this kind of a deluxe package forever. And really, we need to get this rebuild going. And you know, the workforce shortage is the thing that we're really hearing about everywhere. And so, you know, we can help kind of plug a little bit of that hole.
Yeah, this is directed effort and directed money in a spot where we really need the effort and the money. Katie, thanks so much for letting us know about it. And we will check in with you again in about a week and see how things are going and what the turnout has been and what's been able to be accomplished so far.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much, Pat. Have a great day.
All right, Katie. That is Katie Greaves. She is the Workforce Development Board Director, talking about this new program to train local workers for the construction industry.